I'm talking to Randy Bryan from 10 Chimneys in Genesee Depot. Yeah, this is the home of Lynn Fontaine and the Alfred Lunt, the Lunts, the Broadway Lunts. And their home is open to the public now to go through. And if you think it's just a house, it's not a house. And it's almost like, I hate to say it called museum because it sounds so, you know, so stiff. But it's not. It is just alive. When you go through this house, you go through the rooms, and you get an expert tour guide who walks you through it. What are the years where all this entertaining took place with the people of Broadway and Hollywood? What years did that take place, by the way?
Well, the majority of the years when people came, I mean, it really happened throughout their lives. But here out at 10 Chimneys, I would say primarily from 1922 until 19, the majority of people by 1978, the majority of them had waned away. But it continued on the last up to Lynn's death in 83 when Milton Berle was here.
Oh, Milton Berle, huh?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, not Milton Berle. I'm getting wrong. What is this? Oh, God. George Burns.
Burns, okay. Yeah. Well, that's even better. George Burns spent time there. And, you mentioned, you touched on it. It's kind of out of the way. This is not an easy place to find. Once you get to Genesee Depot, which is a small town, you have to get on a winding road a little bit to find this place. And there's a visitor center on the other side of the road when you go there. And what they do is at that point, they can take you in a little tram car to go across, literally just across the street. And you go to the house because, you know, Alfred Lunt did not design the grounds with a big parking lot. He just didn't do it. Now, did they have a big staff working at this house? Because I know Alfred Lunt did a lot of his own cooking.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a Cordon Bleu trained chef. So both him and his valet went over to Cordon Bleu. However, they didn't have a large staff. It was relatively small, but they employed a lot of the local townspeople. And, you know, speaking of townspeople, it'd be remiss to not mention them because they were wonderful to the Lunts. They, when you think about how all these famous people came out here and how the Lunts, you know, how famous they were when they lived here, and when people would come out looking for the Lunts home, let's say they found out that the Lunts were here, the townspeople would send them in opposite directions. But they were really good to Lunts, but the Lunts were very good to them because during the Depression, the Lunts had a lot of money. They had invested into many of the plays. They invested in, and they had a lot of money, and so they were expanding the house. And they had the farm was in full operation, so they were growing crops and all that. So they fed
Randy, hold it right there. I want to pick up right where you left off, okay? Just hold, because we have a hard start for the newscast here. Hold on. We're talking to Randy Bryan from 10 Chimneys, and we're also going to talk about some of the guests they have that you can meet and greet at 10 Chimneys. I'll tell you the one I met. I loved it. What a great night we had. Hey, rely on the friendly folks at Rock Valley Credit Union for all your financial needs. Find them on the web at rockvalleycreditunion.org. They're rock solid and here for you. More with Randy Bryan from 10 Chimneys. What a jewel in Wisconsin. Coming up right after the news.